I'm standing on the corner of a K5 neighborhood here in Mogadishu. A few years ago, standing on this corner, I was asking for death. But now on this corner, you can order margarita pizza, wear 3D glasses and see a movie. The three-story building sparkles in colors of blue, white and orange with a view of the Indian Ocean. This spot was once the scene of regular street bullets, where a bystander could easily be injured or killed. Such uncertainty pushed Somalis for years to live abroad, where money still provide a lifeline by sending back $1.3 billion each year, nearly 8% of the country's investment. But as African Union forces have helped the army take back territory, such as Mogadishu, some of the country's estimated diaspora of 1 million people are coming home.
Pizza House in Mogadishu is a joint venture between three men who have returned from abroad. Mukhtar Gambo, one of the owners of the Pizza House, says to take advantage of the relative peace in Mogadishu now, they decided to invest $150,000 in this company. With consumer demanding more Western-style food, such as pizza, they opted for a pizza restaurant.
The relative peace in Mogadishu has allowed us to open such a glittering pizza house here. We intend to transform the small money we invested in our company into a vast fortune as we provide an appealing service for our customers.
The popularity of pizza in Somali culture has held strong for more than half of a century, as pizza was the favorite food of the former Italian colony. Gamba says that they have brought something unique to the restaurant market, which is attracting the minds and hearts of new customers. He explains how they have potential to produce great profits since the number of customers increases by the day, adding that they cater to all price ranges so customers can always afford a pizza on his or her budget. But the prices for a larger and medium-sized pizza are far expensive, costing between $13 to $9 in a country where 73% of the people live on less than $2 a day. That is why almost 80% of the pizza customers here are Somalis who have returned after living abroad, because they are the ones with more cash in their pockets. Saeed Ahmed, who lived all his life in Mogadishu, is one such customer.
I come here every single day because the design of the house has a pleasing symmetry, and on the top of the roof it gives you a grand view of the ocean, where I usually have a cup of tea because I can't afford more than that.
Nima Ahmed is a Somali-American who recently arrived from Minnesota. She says the services offered by Pizza House are magnificent.
I mean, I never thought that such an amazing service is available in this war-torn capital, meaning Mogadishu is gradually rising from the ashes at this point.
Also available in the Pizza House building is a 7D cinema service, which brings the latest technology in virtual reality. Pizza House is the first pizza restaurant to be opened in Mogadishu since the ouster of the central government in 1991. Both customers and moviegoers cram into the tiny room to get a seat, which costs only $3 for each session. Mohammed Hassan is one of the moviegoers.
Film 7D was the first time I watched.
It was my first time to watch 7D cinema. I thought I was an actor starring in a movie, and that was quite exciting.
The revival of such technology in a country that is gradually emerging from more than two decades of civil war is not an easy task, as the Islamist group Al-Shabaab, known to consider such services as a tool that distracts people from waging their jihad war. But Gambo does not believe they are committing any crime other than starting a new venture that will help them run a successful business. Mohammed Sheikh Nur, RFI, Mogadishu.